Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Welcome to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Money Talk is a podcast where we talk about money. This podcast is a place for me to be able to share what I learn and enjoy about personal finance. Here, you'll learn something about everything from budgeting to retiring. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome to Money Talk. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about budgeting. There is a lot to cover, so let's make this intro quick. Today, we're going to be talking about the basics and how to get started budgeting, the importance of budgeting, what to do when budgeting goes wrong. Then I have a few questions and answers for you about budgeting. Then we'll wrap up with the great benefits and my final thoughts about budgeting. It's absolutely one of the most important first steps when it comes to learning how to manage your finances and how to be successful with your personal finances. So let's get into today's episode. So now let's talk about the basics of budgeting and where to get started. The first and absolutely most crucial thing when you're starting to budget is tracking your expenses. You really need to know where your money's going. Is it all going to one restaurant because you love purchasing food at Taco Bell every single night because you like to eat out and you don't like to make meals at home? You'd be surprised the things that you'll learn once you start tracking your expenses. I know for me, and I've shared this before, when I started tracking my expenses, I realized I was spending so much money eating out almost every single day. Because I was single just out of high school, I didn't know how to really make food for myself, I guess, but I like to go out to eat with my friends. The first thing about budgeting is tracking your expenses. Learn where your money's going. Next, you need to know how much money you're going to be using in your budget. How much money do you make a month at your job? How much money are you planning on spending? These are the kind of things that you just need to learn. So figure out how much you make based off your paychecks and things like that. Now you need to figure out your categories. Don't worry about this too much. These will change. Your categories will never stay the same. Me and my wife are still figuring out what categories we want to have. Just the other day, we added a new holidays category. Why did we not have a holidays category before? I don't know, but it's not a big deal. So we add the category, and now going forward, we know to use that category. Don't worry too much, but you got to figure out those core categories for your budget. Let's talk about the 50-30-20 rule. So this is a good baseline to get started when you're first budgeting. The 50-30-20 rule stands for 50% needs, 30% wants, 20% savings or debt repayment. It's a good starting point because it allows you to appropriately allocate money to different categories of your budget. So even if you just start with needs, wants, and savings, that's a good start. So divide up your money, 50% to needs, 30% to wants, 20% to savings or debt repayment. And make sure you track your progress throughout the month. Your budget's not going to really do you any good if you ignore it the whole month, and then come the end of the month, you've overspent in every single category. So you need to keep an eye on how much money you're actually spending. And you could even budget on a biweekly basis if you're brand new to it and living paycheck to paycheck. Maybe you budget right when you get a paycheck for the next 2 weeks. When you're budgeting biweekly, you do need to take into account things like monthly expenses like rent and insurance and things like that, that you'll need to make sure you budget half of that each paycheck. But that's a quick overview of how to get started with budgeting. Make sure you track your expenses, know how much money you're using to budget, figure out your categories, apply the 50-30-20 rule, keep track of your budget progress throughout the month, and if you're brand new and worried about getting started budgeting, budget on a biweekly basis. But next, let's talk about the importance of budgeting. It is absolutely crucial, so let's get into that. So now let's talk about the importance of budgeting. Well, the first thing and why it's so important is you unlock more money for yourself. That may sound a little bit crazy, but once you start keeping track of your expenses and managing where your money's going, you're going to have way more money than you ever realized you actually had. You're going to suddenly get a pay increase just from budgeting. Sounds great, doesn't it? Well, another important step of budgeting is that you won't live paycheck to paycheck. Because you're going to naturally learn how to save money while you're budgeting. You're going to get out of that trap of trying to spend every single dollar from every single paycheck to pay bills, debt, and all those other sorts of fun adult type things. And you need to know what your money is doing. That's super important. You need to know how much of your money is going to debt, how much is going to rent, how much is going to groceries, how much are you spending on eating out. And budgeting allows you to know that important step of understanding where your money's going. But things don't always go perfectly when it comes to budgeting. So what do you do when your budget gets messed up? Let's talk about that next. So now let's talk about some questions that were submitted by listeners. The first one is, how do I start? Well, I'll listen to the beginning segment of this podcast and I go over it a little bit, but to give you a quick rundown, make sure you're tracking expenses, set up your categories for your budget, know how much money you're using to budget, and then keep maintaining and updating it as you go. The next question is, how do I handle refunds in my budget? Well, it's simple. Just add income, so to speak, to the category that the original charge came out of, and then you'll be able to easily adjust for those refunds and calculate your budget with the refunds in mind. Next question is, how do I start investing and budgeting for that? Well, you shouldn't really start investing unless you really know how to budget and you have that foundation and ability to budget really in order. So don't start investing immediately, but it's easy to put into your budget. You just make a category for it, act as if you spent it when you go to invest it, and then when you make money off of it, put it back into that investing category so that you have some money building up there to pay potential taxes or fees or things like that that come from investing. Another question is, I always have larger expenses come up. How do I manage them? Well, that's where sinking funds come into play. Like I said, I have a podcast episode a few episodes ago that talks about sinking funds. They are absolutely essential when it comes to managing larger expenses like basketball game tickets or car tire replacements. So start using sinking funds. They will help cover those large expenses. And thank you all for submitting your questions. I'm always happy to answer them. So use the voice message link in the show notes or submit them to me through Instagram. But next, let's talk about the great benefits of budgeting. There's a lot of them. Now let's talk about the great benefits of budgeting. So I've mentioned this earlier, but the first great benefit is that you're going to have more money than you realize. You're going to start getting rid of those little fees, interest, subscriptions, and those extra money holes that are sucking away all your extra income. You're going to suddenly unlock a small raise for yourself, and maybe even sometimes a sizable raise depending on how much money you're making and spending on interest and subscriptions and things like that. But another benefit is that you get more focus on your money goals. Do you want to buy a house in a few years? Do you want to get a new car soon? Do you want to save up to buy a fun toy? Well, budgeting allows you to save for those money goals a lot easier than not budgeting, of course, because if you're just throwing money into a savings account, I'm willing to bet the time's going to come where you need to touch those funds and you're going to forget all about what the goal was for. Whereas when you're budgeting, you can put those categories in place and begin to save using sinking funds and your budget categories. That way you know exactly what money is allocated for where. The next great benefit is that you have ultimate control over your money. You decide what your money does, not the other way around. You aren't as susceptible to little sales that pop up, little Black Friday sales at the beginning of October, those sort of things, Valentine's Day sales, those sort of little things that tech and those fun things that you like to buy. Those little sales don't control you anymore. You are in complete control of your money when you budget. Next one is that it easily allows you to save for emergencies and unexpected costs. Like the question that was submitted to us, those larger expenses do come up every now and then. But when you're budgeting, you can save in those categories. And then those large expenses are nothing. They just come and go. And they're real easy to deal with. No worries at all. And you also gain an easy way to communicate about money when you start budgeting. So if you and your spouse or anyone you talk to struggle to communicate about money, start budgeting. It gives you an easy way to say, hey, here's how much money we're spending. What can we do to change that? Do we need to increase it? Do we need to decrease it? What do you think? It gives you simple steps and an outline of things to talk about with money. Because when you're not budgeting, you could suddenly open up your banking app and be like, whoa, what's this $500 charge? But when you're budgeting, you could be like, oh, I knew that $500 charge was going to be happening, and it's not as much of a surprise to me. And we also have savings in place to be able to cover those sort of expenses. But when you're not budgeting, the $12 and $13 lunch that your spouse decided to get while they were at work because they needed to get a quick lunch and didn't really want to eat their peanut butter and jelly they packed, it won't surprise you as much because if you have money set aside for that category, you don't feel as bad about it. But when it surprises you because you're not budgeting, suddenly then it turns you against each other. You're like, why are you spending this much money here? I don't know. I just want to spend money. I wanted a nice lunch. You never get me a nice lunch. And you can see how money issues boil into bigger problems and bigger problems because suddenly you were just asking about why they spent $12 on lunch. And next thing you know, you guys are arguing and fighting about how You don't give each other the same food to take for work, and then it boils over into more and more things. You can see how it can quickly become a problem when you're not communicating about money. The next great benefit of budgeting is it helps you plan around the possibility of taking out loans. I'm not saying all loans are bad. You should probably stay away from debt because interest eats away at your financial gain and success, but there could be a possibility that you need to take out a loan. When you're budgeting, you can easily, very easily identify how much money you can afford for a monthly payment. Instead of going to the car dealership and saying, hey, we can get you into this much of a monthly payment, our system shows that you should be able to afford that. What does their system know? Their system doesn't know how much money you're actually spending or how much money you actually are saving or have in savings. Their system just knows how much income you're making and how much debt you currently have and judges based off that. There's other living expenses in your life that I'm willing to bet their credit reporting and credit building systems probably don't really take into effect. They just want to get you into a car and they just want to get you a monthly payment that you think you can afford. But when you're budgeting, you can easily already have a plan in place when it comes to taking out loans. So then you're not surprised when those monthly payments start building up and building up just because the car dealership or the mortgage company told you you could afford it when you really can't. So budgeting helps you afford the possibility of loans. So that was all the benefits of budgeting. There's many, many more that we could keep going into, but I don't want to keep rambling about benefits of budgeting. I love budgeting, but let's get into my thoughts and the conclusion around budgeting. I love budgeting. So now let's get into my final thoughts and conclusions about budgeting. So what do I think about budgeting? Well, budgeting is the greatest thing ever. I love it. I love being able to see where my money's going, where my money's growing, what my money's doing, and just learning all about the little nuances to budgeting and how you can really build on your current budgeting plan and that foundation to really help yourself succeed financially. There's a lot of cool things that you can do once you've started to budget and put that financial margin in your life. And it's absolutely essential. You shouldn't really be doing anything else when it comes to money if you're not budgeting. It's the key foundational piece to being successful in your personal finances and knowing what you're doing with your money. And if you need help with budgeting or anything around personal finances, let me know. Like I've mentioned before, I do financial coaching, so I can help you figure out those key steps to budgeting. What categories should you be using? All those little questions that keep you from budgeting, ultimately, I can help you get figured out. It's really simple. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook, and you can schedule a consultation call with me, and we can talk about the current situation you're in. We can go over how you're going to be just fine. You can figure it out, and you can build your plan and be the hero in your story that's needed to get your financial path back on the right track. I'm just here to help guide you and nudge you along the way, and I can do that through helping you figure out how to budget. So find me on Facebook or Instagram, and we can start talking today through messages or through a consultation call about how you can get started with your personal finance journey. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of Money Talk. I hope you enjoyed the episode and learned a bit more about budgeting. I think it's the most essential and foundational piece to personal finance. Everybody needs to be able to budget to some extent. Just, you need to know where your money's going, and it will unlock so much for you. I hope you gained something out of today's episode, and if you did, please consider sharing with your friends and leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast. We're nearing the end of season 1, and I have some big changes in store for season 2 and episode 11, and going forward. Check us out on social media by searching Fleming Financial Coach on Instagram or Facebook. There you can message me and you can suggest future podcast episodes. I would love to know what you want to hear me talk about and what you want to learn about. Thank you so much for listening to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I hope you have a great week.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,